On the We're Only In It For The Money album, you took a lot of swipes at hippies. You know, you really showed a disdain for their behavior. What was wrong with, what was or what is wrong with the hippies, basically, do you think?
Well, I think that the main thing that I objected to at the time was everybody was so ready to accept Haight-Ashbury and the whole San Francisco hippie scene as the what's happening of the universe and flower power and all the rest of that stuff, which I did not think was really what was happening or what should happen. And I didn't think that the people who were involved in it believed it. And if they did believe it, they were still hurting, because that's, it was puny and it was, you know.
What came through, Frank, was that, you know, you almost coined the term, or if you didn't coin the term, plastic people. And, you know,
plastic people dates from before the Whirling It For The Money album.
Yeah, okay. The hippies seemed, your attitude on that album seemed to be that the hippies were just as plastic, as one-dimensional. That they were following, they were herding.
I think the hippies are probably just a hairier version of their parents in most of those cases, because the minds that were lurking behind all that hair and beads and the rest of the San Francisco scene weren't truly liberated at all. You know, they're really, they're just like Shriners.
Yeah.
You know, it was the same sort of thing happening, but they couldn't see it, you know, because they felt, well, we look different than those other people, so I guess we are different.
Yeah.